This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up! The Wake Up Call!
Kevin, Katie, and Ray on 106.5 The End.
First of all, let me say I'm super bummed that we're not part of the Sinners and Saints Halloween party at Thunder Valley Casino Resort like we are every single year. We do our costume themes and everything, which is a bummer.
We have a good time with that.
We
went viral last year.
Yeah, that's right, when we did the fast food mascots. But obviously there's kids that still want to try and do some trick or treating and at least want to just dress up as, a cool Halloween costume this year. 916-766-1065, or you can text us 73389. What is the weirdest thing your kid has wanted to dress up as for Halloween? And kids are, you know, obviously super creative, and they want to kind of think of unique costumes.
They're also very weird, Rain.
That's right.
And they don't understand limitations sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah.
I put this up on Facebook for Wake Up Call listeners to comment on, and we'll do that last. And there's one that is the weirdest thing. You can't think of the weirdest thing you can think of right now.
Okay.
It's weirder than that.
Okay.
Oh.
The reason why we're bringing this up, though, is because my 4-year-old son, Theo, we're having a real hard time getting him to commit to a Halloween costume.
Okay.
We still have not gotten him a Halloween costume.
Sure.
Because we can't get him to do it. Sometimes he wants to be a pirate.
Okay.
Sometimes he wants to be Big Bird.
Sure.
Sometimes he wants to be Kermit. Sometimes he wants to be a zombie.
Okay.
We just can't get him to do it. However, the one that keeps coming up the most often is the one that we're trying to steer him away from because we don't know how to do it. He said, I want to be a laser for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even know where this comes from.
Sure.
I think he saw me using a laser leveler one day, and he asked if he could play with it, and I said, sure, and then he loved it. And then ever since, that was like literally 10 minutes of his life, but now he wants to be a laser for Halloween, and I have no idea how to do that.
Huh.
So
that's kind of creative, though.
I mean, it's creative, but again, like Katie said, they don't understand limitations.
Right. You're going to be the one that has to build it.
Right.
Yes, because it's not like, I mean, have you...
Can't go to Spirit and say, where's your laser section?
Right. I mean, have you looked on Amazon?
For laser costume?
I don't know.
No, I haven't.
All right.
I feel like that's code that would get me on a list or something like that. But that's nothing compared to some of the other ones, though, that we got from Wake Up Call listeners.
Now, hold on. Before you do that, did you guys ever want to be any kind of weird?
Not anything weird. The weirdest thing that I ever asked my parents to make me for Halloween was the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of like, it's not weird, but it's weird,
for a little kid.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids haven't wanted to be anything weird. The only thing is that Audrey just wanted to be the same witch year after year after year, despite the fact that the dress was starting to look much more like a shirt. and I'd explain to her, like, it doesn't fit. She goes, it does fit. And she'd shove her body into it.
Yeah. I was Jack from Jack in the Box one year. And I had to work with my dad and try to figure out how to build that out of paper mache. Took 3 months to do it,
but did it.
And it looked fantastic, but
it definitely
was a chore.
Was it easy to go trick-or-treating in that?
Oh, no, it was very difficult.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Francis, one of our laser listener comments. These are so funny. Francis said that her middle son, when he was 6, wanted to be a lung.
And you found one that's weirder than that?
Well, No, wait till you hear the weirdest one on here. She said we weren't able to pull it off, so we just wanted Spider-Man.
916-766-1065. Daniela, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So what is the weirdest Halloween costume your kids wanted to dress up as for Halloween?
I actually posted on Gavin's post yesterday. My daughter asked 2 years in a row to be a toilet.
Oh, I was just about to read yours. I was just about to read your comment. Hold on, where is it?
And so were you able to pull this off for her?
I did. The first year I was like, you're three, you don't know what you're talking about, you're crazy. You know, like I just thought it was random. And then the next year came around and she was like, Mama, I want to be a toilet. And I was like, you're still on this?
And you wrote, we used lots of poster board over cardboard box. We wire for the Dollar Tree bowl that they got, and a lot of hot glue and duct tape. Listen, the ingenuity that went into that.
I love that. I love that.
So did she get a lot of comments?
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. She also had a toilet paper bow. And
that's adorable. That's actually really
covers on the back.
You're a good mom.
You are.
You really are.
There were a lot of people in the comment section that, like, when they described how they pulled it off, they're like, "You're a good parent."
Yeah, for real.
Here are some other ones.
Hilarious.
Thank you for calling. Chantel said that her son wanted to go as the clock from It's a Small World at Disneyland.
Oh, okay. How specific.
Megan said that her 7-year-old son wanted to be a truck driver. And she told him, well, that's not really a costume. It's just kind of like a hat and a T-shirt. And he explained, no. He wanted to be a truck and a driver.
Oh, that's so cute.
What else do we have? Julianne said that her kid wanted to go as an anglerfish. Do you know what an anglerfish is? Those super creepy deep sea fish that have like a glowing ball and sharp teeth.
Wow.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Angie said that this one's so weird. Angie said that her oldest son didn't want to go as a firefighter, but wanted to go as the ghost of a firefighter. It's like, wow. Oh my God.
That is too dark.
That's very specific.
Yeah, that is very specific. And something that I feel like you should probably talk your kid out of.
Yeah, it's a little morbid.
Gala said that her daughter wanted to go not as a mermaid, but as a mermaid taking a bath in a bathtub.
Oh, of course.
God, that's so cute.
They actually decorated a wagon to look like a bathtub. And so smart, because then people have to pull you around all night.
That is so cute.
Donna said that her kid wanted to go as a cell phone 4 years in a row.
Oh.
I love when kids commit to it. Yeah. Just go, nope, this is me.
Sydney said that in the 80s, her 7-year-old brother wanted to be a jogger.
Oh, wow.
So they got him one of those red jogging suits that were trendy, and he insisted he didn't look the part without a mustache. Wendy said, my son wanted to be a black cat dressed up as a hot dog. Okay. This is the weirdest one.
Okay.
This is from Molly O'Connor.
Okay.
My daughter wanted to go as a bezoar. Now, do you guys know what a bezoar is?
No.
I didn't either. So she explains it. She's 4 and she keeps chewing on her hair. So I told her to stop or she would grow a bezoar monster in her stomach. She's become fascinated and wanted to see what it was, which is basically this giant thing of knotted hair that people who chew on their hair get in their gut.
Ew.
And they have to be surgically removed.
Ew.
So she showed her daughter a picture of a bezoar to scare her into eating her hair. And her daughter goes, I want to be a bezoar for Halloween.
Oh, man.
So did they do it?
I don't know. We still have a couple more days till Halloween.
Oh, yes. Cha-ching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.